You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 30, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The United Nations mission in South Sudan, UNMISS, is enhancing civilian protection and fostering peace in the Tambora region by establishing a new temporary operating base. This move aims to increase UNMISS's presence and facilitate peace mediation processes crucial for stability. The decision follows a troubling escalation of intercommunal violence in Greater Tambora since 2021, resulting in many deaths and widespread displacement. Civilians have sought refuge in internally displaced persons, IDP camps, prompting UNMISS peacekeepers to intensify patrols for better protection. UNMISS, established by the United Nations, aims to consolidate peace and security in South Sudan and create conditions for development. Its broad mandate includes protecting civilians, monitoring human rights, and supporting humanitarian assistance. UNMISS also supports the implementation of the Revitalized Agreement on the Resolution of the Conflict in South Sudan, RRCSS. The Security Council extended UNMISS's mandate for 1 year through Resolution 2779-2025, emphasizing its critical role in de-escalating tensions. For effectiveness, UNMISS requires freedom of movement and must operate without political interference. Nicholas Haysom, head of UNMISS, warned that continued conflict could devastate South Sudan and the region. South Sudan continues to grapple with the aftermath of a civil war that began shortly after its independence in 2011, resulting in significant loss of life and humanitarian challenges. The primary conflict involves government forces led by President Salva Kiir and fighters loyal to Riek Machar, first vice president since 2020. In March 2025, Haysom expressed serious concerns about the potential devastation of the region due to ongoing conflict. Clashes between the South Sudan People's Defense Forces, SSPDF, and the Sudan People's Liberation Army in opposition, SPLAIO, were reported near Juba and in Wunaliyet. The situation in Upper Nile remains volatile, and an attack on a UNMISS helicopter in March 2025, which resulted in multiple fatalities, was condemned as utterly abhorrent. Intercommunal violence in South Sudan often involves clashes between ethnic groups over resources like land and cattle, fueled by political grievances and historical animosities. In 2024, incidents of violence increased by 51%, with UNMISS documenting 1,019 violent incidents affecting 3,657 civilians. The humanitarian situation is dire, exacerbated by ongoing conflict that hinders access to essential services. A hospital bombing in May 2025 was condemned as a potential war crime, highlighting the devastating impact on healthcare access. The UN Human Rights Chief has urged all parties to uphold the 2018 peace agreement, ensuring civilian protection and facilitating humanitarian access. Significant challenges to humanitarian aid delivery include insecurity, damaged infrastructure, and bureaucratic impediments. UNMISS and humanitarian partners are negotiating access with armed groups and establishing humanitarian corridors to reach those in need. Political instability and arbitrary detentions complicate peace efforts. Between March 5 and 26, 2025, at least 55 high-ranking SPLAIO officials were arrested, including South Sudan's first vice president and ministers. The UN Human Rights Chief has called for their immediate release and urged access to detention sites for UNMISS to assess detainee welfare. The 2018 RRCSS is a crucial peace deal aimed at ending the civil war. It outlines provisions for a transitional government, security sector reform, justice mechanisms, and a permanent ceasefire. The agreement aims to bring lasting peace and stability, serving as a framework for South Sudan's transition. A key provision of the RRCSS is a 35% quota for women's representation in government, which is currently not being met. The conflict threatens to erase gains made since the peace deal. Upholding and fully implementing this agreement is vital for South Sudan's future. Women face significant challenges, including human rights violations and exclusion from peace processes. Increased efforts are needed to ensure their inclusion in government and peace processes. Protecting civic space is essential for women's meaningful participation ahead of elections. A renewed conflict could have devastating regional implications, with Nicholas Haysom warning that it would affect not just South Sudan, but the entire region. Increased refugee flows could strain neighboring countries and destabilize them further. Disruption of regional trade and security is likely. Copyright, African Elements,